Sonic Dead on an extra spooktacular episode of the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for, except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from Halloween. This is the worst little podcast in the world. I am, of course, your host, the Reverend Rory Dowd, and with me, by my side, my left-hand man, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
Boo!
Cadillac Kim's here. Say hi, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Back in the studio, it's Ian and Rick, but better yet, here in the studio, the Sonic Dead.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
That's about as spooky as this show is going to get.
Actually, I don't think that's true.
Rory,
we're not going to top the live sacrifice of last yesteryear, or that one episode we never aired. I wasn't supposed to talk about that. Damn it.
Yeah, fucked up.
Spilling the beans again. Hi, everybody. Hope you're having a great Halloween night and Halloween week, and hopefully you haven't gotten arrested or frozen to death.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's always likely, like, because the weather shift is so great that you get caught out, you get frostbite, the cops think you're really drunk,
oh.
You probably are, and then you wake up at not your house.
True story.
This is fucking cold this morning.
Yeah, it was.
For some.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was fucking
allegedly.
Cold.
Allegedly. How is everybody?
I'm doing good.
I haven't
man.
Been here in a while.
Me neither. I took last week off. Did you take last week off too?
I did.
Yeah, you
did.
I've been doing roofing things. And
yeah.
It hurts.
Yeah.
You're
we talked
man.
About it on the last podcast.
Thank
too.
You, Nick.
Rory, is the roof done?
It's done now.
Jesus
done,
God.
Done.
Fucking A, man.
Now, did you...
My home is now insured again, too. It's awesome.
Great.
As of today.
did you talk to somebody about how to roof, or did you just do it?
Oh, yeah, dude. I just, like, went to Home Depot and, like kind of, like, looked up some articles on Google. And
with YouTube, you can do anything.
Ordered everything myself. No, I have our very good friend, David Brothers, took us on as a side job. Dave is a licensed and bonded contractor.
Oh, okay. So there was a real
like I knew what he was.
This is a side job. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, like we did this professionally and right. It's up to code and all that kind of thing.
Shit. Okay.
Really, like the insurance company signed off
on the roof.
Tires.
Just a pile of tires over the slat roof. That's what I got. Covered it with some blankets.
Yeah, the tires hold the tarps down.
That's a good look.
You know, I lived in Louisiana 6 years after Katrina, and you're not wrong.
Oh, dude. Oh, over at my house in Sparks, one like, block over, there was a house that just...
Yeah.
It was like the roof was leaking.
Oh,
they
God.
Just put fucking tarps
forever.
Up there. Yeah.
And the big blue tarps.
It's just, I bet it's
the
still there
tarp.
Now. And
didn't
I'm sure.
Did they demolish all those houses?
Yeah.
No, just mine.
Just the row Rex. Of our houses, yeah. Like a block, that whole block.
Half
that
a block.
We lived
yeah,
on.
There's and the end of the block there's
and
still
then that
there.
Other half. Yeah, they're York. Yeah.
So, but yeah, that house is still there. Those people are still living amazing lives.
I drive past and I see good right. friends of the show, Joe and Ann's house, all the time because, like, Joe
oh,
built
God
that whole addition
them.
On top that looks all
bitchy. And now their house faces Pyramid because our house is no longer
it.
In the way.
And like, they just get all the sunlight and traffic noise. Ha
Goody gumdrops.
Smog.
Well, shit, you guys.
Shit.
So what the fuck is going on? This was supposed to be a murder rock show.
They didn't. What? They murdered each other, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. That's the word on the grapevine.
Finally happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
So who are these a-holes?
I don't know. How about
entirely
you introduce yourself,
a-holes.
Friend dressed in orange and black? There's something Halloween-y about this show.
Yep, there you go.
The one thing.
So spoopy.
Great.
I'm Fred, the lead singer. Up the Sonic Dead. Cue music.
Fred, bringer of vocals.
Right. I'm Keith. I play bass. You can also call me K-Bear.
K-Bear. On the lowdown from under.
You recognize him from the beard.
No one cares about the bass.
Hey, man. Real people care about the bass.
Oh, every band
thank
knows
you
need the bass.
Yeah, without the bass, it's nothing.
And it's hard to find bass players.
I'm all about that bass.
I'm Mike, the techno wizard guitar player with the ginormous pedal board.
Oh, I thought you
Mad
were going to say
scientist, Dr. Michael Keenis.
Add that to penis instead of
Dr.
Pedal
Michael
board.
With his
we'll
electrical
penis.
Penis.
We'll change it to penis and post. Just,
thank you.
I will electrify.
Chris, I'm the other guitar player.
Evil Chris.
Where's the music?
No.
Chris doesn't need that kind of music.
He's so sweet.
And I'm Emily. I'm Keith's wife, filling in for Olive.
Emily, bride of K-Bear.
She's our lead tambourine player.
Oh, okay.
Sweet.
Cool.
Beater of the jangly things.
I told her to say that, but she wouldn't.
She's looking at you, she's looking at you with the "cause you're an idiot" face. As a married man, I recognize that a mile away.
Rick, I was going to say, welcome to our marriage.
I might need to sleep on your couch tonight, Rick. Right.
I spend a lot of time with them. He gets that face a lot.
Oh yeah.
Get used to it.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know this, but Keith and Emily are my book club.
Sorry, Rick.
Oh, woohoo!
So we read books
a book
together.
Club of
they are cool. Your book club, or
yes,
yeah, we wouldn't just let anybody else in.
Oh, mm-hmm.
It's the, very elitist, just like high school.
Well, and we named the book club "Your Mother's a Whore."
Oh,
the, your mother's a whore book club.
Yeah. We're still waiting on T-shirts and bumper stickers.
Did you get Riku saying that ever?
It's one of the ones that
the year she had a cold,
and no, the edit was that because we didn't make her say "your mother's a whore," we had her like say "your mother's a something," and
horrible
I forget how
massacre
I put it together.
Yeah.
Your mother's, oh, it's in the mean section. I'm looking in the wrong spot. I need to read these. God,
I thought
damn
we did that last
play
week.
That scary
I know.
Music.
Okay, right. And then Rick couldn't figure out the samples. Okay. No, I did figure it out. Okay, so anyways, yeah.
Your mother's a whore.
It's like the edit isn't perfect, right. You know?
Close
so,
enough though.
But then I think in the other mean section or oh wait, where is it?
Coming soon to a Christmas episode near you. Nothing, because Riku's too old to be on that segment. It's now back to the baby.
Aww. Is she still coming though?
Oh, she's got to. We got it. No, we still.
If
get to,
she
we
does
get
not lose the privilege,
dude, Allison.
Speaking of her, she came to the Silver Show on Friday night.
Yeah. That's right.
That's right.
I saw her there with Margie
as a guest of young Margie Ford.
Yes. And it was a really rad show. Nick
it
was there.
They killed it.
It was great.
Who else was there?
Yeah.
We were there.
You guys were all there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Awesome. It was a great show.
Oh, my God. It was amazing.
Brian Jones was amazing.
Riku had the time of her effing life. Riku, like who it. Has a horrible taste in music, thought it was just the greatest stuff. No, she listens to all this, like, pop crap with, yeah, like that, and with like, the voice modulation, high-pitched Japanese girls singing to
so like K-pop? Like,
wow. Not really. I'm trying to think of the name of what Alan Waters or something like that. I don't know. Some like, and it's a name. That's a name of a threesome of girls, like Alan Waters or something.
What?
Like that.
What the fuck?
I don't know. I could
the
be misrepresenting.
Kids these days.
It's horrible generic derivative crap. But she had a blast at the actual rock show.
She
with
was dancing
in
her
the crowd.
Ass off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody else was sitting down, and she was just like the lone person up there. Just
she's
dancing.
Billy Idol, dude.
She was great.
She said something about. I guess Travis Hayes said, "Hey, I hear this is an all ages show."
Yeah.
And she was the lone voice to go.
And then he was like, "I'm glad I didn't say fuck."
That's good. But then he was all, "What's your name?" And she's all, you know.
Oh, really?
Riku.
Yeah.
And he's all, "Well, Riku," you know. And then she was just all.
Oh, she was
all
about that. I heard my name from a stage.
Yeah.
My name is Riku.
He practically sold that show. It was
That's awesome.
Only
I wish
a couple seats
it.
Left.
Yeah, congratulations to the guys in silver. That's pretty fucking fantastic.
Fuck yeah!
That's love like you, a Greg. Real accomplishment. Not getting a plaque at a popularity contest.
You know, like putting on a show in a place that doesn't do shows and bringing in all the equipment and everything. That's amazing.
They should do more shows there. It's really cool. Like,
it was a really good venue.
I thought it was going to be kind of weird because cool I like to stay. I don't like seated venues too much, obviously for a rock show, but. It was really comfortable. Like, the seats were cool, and everybody, it was just a chill.
Wayne's
good
made
vibe.
A comfortable little house over there in the underground.
They should do more music. Just saying, if you're listening, which you're not, because nobody listens to this podcast.
It was better than a bar show. It was like a concert.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Your mother's a whore.
Yeah. And then.
Thank you.
Speaking of concerts, where did you go last night? Was it last night or was it Saturday?
Oh, it was
night?
Saturday. I went to Tenacious D. Opening Winchester. My buddy's from Winchester. But met them. They were also in the Kyle Gass band. So,
those dudes who we played with.
Did you get to hang out?
Rad.
No, I
that's
did.
Who they are. Don't you worry.
I was in the back.
Yeah,
those dudes that we
I
played
did
with.
Text the
fuck
dude.
Yeah, I met them personally.
So badass.
Yeah, yeah. When we opened up,
they were all really
me and
cool.
Rory were totally
and then we all got
with,
like drunk and high after
with
the show together.
Kineski and we smoked and drank beers and hung out. It was really cool. And yeah, so no, seeing them sexually. Open up for the D, and Reno was fucking,
could have been.
Reno was the best. I'm proud of Reno. They sold out the show there. It looked like it was sold out. I didn't see an empty seat, and you know.
Nice.
And we all know how observant Nick is.
Oh, yeah. You don't get fucking anything by little, Nick.
Nah, he doesn't like, miss a
eagle-eyed
thing.
Nick, that's what we call him.
Eagle-eyed Nick.
All right, you.
Okay, I'm a little bit high and to the left.
But yeah, the D was fucking fabulous, and I'm proud of the audience.
Yeah. It's a beautiful day in Dallas, Texas. Oh,
wait. It was a great show.
Sorry, Nick.
If you get a chance, do yourself a favor. Go see Tenacious D.
Yeah, another thing. I wish I could have gone to, but I was running the World Series this week, so fuck my life.
You ran the World Series?
Yeah, I work at
you
the Fox
in
station
charge
here.
Of it?
Yeah, I run the breaks.
Oh, so
for
he's
the Fox
like
game.
Television
yeah.
board op.
Yeah.
Did you work the boo?
No, I fucking wish I did. I saw the videos and everything. I'm like, why couldn't this happen when I'm at work?
Wow.
For those of you who don't know,
we'll just
the whole
right
Washington National
we'll
Stadium just
right
booed our president, and it was amazing.
Yeah, that was a few days ago, though. This today's Halloween.
Yeah.
One of my podcasts had a member there, and he said that the crowd around him was chanting as loud as they could, lock him up, lock him up.
And the video of his smile turning into
they're not cheering
the
for
recognition.
Burns.
So good.
There was one video that
they're saying Mr. Burns. That's it.
There was one video I saw. So they did like an honoring the troops thing, and everybody's cheering like crazy. And then it cuts to President Trump, and everybody starts booing. And then they switch back to the veterans, and everybody starts cheering like crazy again. It's hilarious.
I love baseball.
But anyway, we have a band in the studio, right?
We do? I like baseball.
We do?
Let's listen
the
to another
Sonic
song.
Dead.
Let's do a song.
Let's hear a song of theirs, and then we'll talk to them about their music.
Okay.
What would you like to hear?
Let's do Miss 45.
Mm. Little girl. Hey, little girl, sweetheart. Where you going? What's the hurry? Hey, baby dog, pretty good today, huh? Hey, what's the matter? I got bad breath or something.
Yes, she's here, I'll take a stand. Of this wild of
as ice, huh?
So,
that's
there's
awesome.
A fucking Fred.
There's a lot to unpack there.
Shit. So the first
song...
off,
no, first off, you went full on Ian Anderson there. little Jeffro. Who's the flautist?
Oh, that's one of the secrets.
Oh, it
I
is.
I love
okay.
how Fred just busts out. It's a sample. Yeah, we don't know.
Are you a front?
It's some dude.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't put it past any of you to have that as a secret.
Oh,
back
fuck yeah.
talent. Like, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
that the beginning sample in that from that movie, and I assume that's from the movie Miss 45,
yeah.
which is so fucking murder rock of you. So, but dude,
thank
that
you.
That right? I love mm-hmm. it. But I, again, just like so many of the movies that are in the murder rock songs, I've never seen Miss 45. So in my head, I've just got it all made up. He's so slimy in the beginning of that song, and I hate him so much.
I think
just,
you
like,
need to like really back
dude.
Things up for the audience at home, Rick. You've kind of jumped halfway into a conversation.
I'm sorry. Well, we all just heard the song.
No, he was talking about the sample at the beginning
yeah.
where the guy's like catcalling the girl.
Yeah. Every time I hear that, I'm so like creeped out. And so the sound at the end of the guns, is that literally the sound of Miss 45 fucking killing him?
She kills many guys throughout the course of the film, and that's one where she goes to the park and just like basically cons this gang to follow her into the park, and she shoots them all.
Nice. Rat, dude. And so this is what year
come
did this
come
out?
Come chase me in here. I'm helpless.
Mm-hmm. Is it 70s or
80s?
Blam,
blam, blam.
Oh, yeah.
70s.
It's 80, 81, it? Somewhere around there, I think.
Fucking rest.
So
that's way before Me
late,
Too.
Late exploitation.
Yeah. Right.
Late exploitation era. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
God, that song gives me the creeps.
Well, now I don't
like
have to watch
especially
it.
Especially like the bell chime and there, like that.
Oh.
And the movie was an influence, but it's really, it takes more on what my feeling towards stuff that's going on now with Me Too's and the all that kind of stuff. And
yeah, wouldn't it be great if men that made women uncomfortable got shot in the head?
Yes. We need more female vigilantes.
I mean, yeah. Really. No, I think it's time for men to be scared.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
definitely.
Yeah.
More Eileen Wuornos. Step out of the woodwork.
God bless her.
Really?
Well,
this is a Halloween.
And I wish that she, and I wish that she like had turned her anger on like more awful people and less like
than just randos.
Men, yeah, random men picking her up on the side of the road. Or yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Mm-hmm.
But they're still truckers. Part of the power structure and of dominance and the patriarchy. Rick, come on now.
It's so true.
Man.
Yeah, wow.
Anyway. Yeah. Super deep.
Hey, I didn't watch all those seasons of American Horror Story and not pick up any sort of pop culture philosophy.
I mean, you know, the whole point of horror movies is to do that. You know,
morality. It's to keep us all in line.
Exactly.
Don't have sex or Freddy will kill you.
Yeah. You know?
Don't touch yourself, Johnny Depp.
Freddy's coming for you.
And the fact that, you know, Trump's number 45.
That's great.
It kind of went with that too. And
I didn't even.
He's
think
a top.
Yeah, is it bad that I didn't realize that till just now? That clicked for me.
Layers on layers, man.
And you play. And you are part of what band? why are you here? No.
So this is
radically different than other stuff you do. Is this a live project?
Should we tell everybody that you guys are all the same people from Murder Rock?
Yeah,
well, I just did.
I think you kind of hinted at that already.
I don't remember what we talked about on the pre-show.
Can you bleep out Murder Rock?
Just anytime you mention it, bleep it out. It'll make it that much more mysterious.
Just say candy apples.
Yeah, we're also Candy Apples and the Razor Blade. So
I was going to say, you look a lot like the singer from Candy Apples and the Razor Blade.
Except not as much of a
the most
dresser.
Schizophrenic band in butch. Reno. Five personalities amongst three bands.
Does that imply we have personality?
As a group? Yes. It's like, do you ever see that movie Inside Out?
Oh, God, I don't think I did.
Okay, it's a kid's movie, and each emotion is represented by a single figure.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
So I think all of you kind of are a facsimile of an actual personality.
So combined, they make one person, okay.
Like a Voltron of normality.
It's not.
What part am I?
You're the sensitive bearded one.
Shit.
I'm sorry.
It's like two legs, two arms, and a head.
That guy, yeah. Okay. The one with the legs.
But, like, this is so different from what you guys have done before. Where'd the inspiration for all this come from?
Really, it was our drummer, Zach, kind of had to step away from the band this year and just kind of forced me to think outside the box and write in some other stuff, and it just didn't sound like Murder Rock stuff, so I'm like, hey, you guys want to start a different band?
it's got a very like late 80s, mid 90s industrial goth.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh, I want to listen to
all,
more.
All those are influences in there.
When that first song that we heard at the opening of the show, when they first played me that, it was like, this is my life with the Thrill Kill Cult.
Oh my god, this is the kind of like music I wanted to like have go behind me as I walked through the halls of high school with a fog machine.
Jesus.
And everybody suddenly found me like threatening and masculine.
Dude, he says come hither in the song.
That's hard to pull off casually.
Oh, God. It's so fucking badass.
Just a throwaway.
No, and don't think I cannot fucking wait because I get to remix that, Rory.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And listen to him say that over and over.
It's gonna be so great.
Oh, go flick
save it for later, Rick. I'm in the room with you.
Flick your Zippo lighter. And
sorry.
Shut up.
It's still here.
Awesome. So, are you guys?
So, whole album is coming out soon, right?
Yeah,
We're probably gonna release it piece by piece at first, and then
will this be a live venture?
Eventually.
Yes.
There's logistical things, right?
We got a show on the 8th at Shea's, but we will not be doing any of these songs.
Oh.
Are you the show on the 8th, is that as Murder Rock or is that as...
It's Sonic Dead. But we're doing like The Damned and Stooges and Cheap Trick. And
it'll be a cover show.
It's all covers.
Oh, okay. Cool.
But,
and on the new album, there's a bunch of covers also.
Yeah, there's some covers on the new one.
The Patreon people,
if
you got to hear their cover of I Put a Spell on You.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Patreon.
I got to hear that from outside of the room, like underneath the crack. I was laying on the floor. And
yeah, it was great. Right?
And it's like...
That's
it's
the best way to hear it, people say.
Shivers down my spine.
Yeah, it's great. So, you know, if you want to pay $5 every month, you can have access to that song and like so many others, you know, just
all the pre-shows, and you're helping us to archive local Reno music.
Exactly.
patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast.
good plug.
Okay, who's our Patreon of the week?
is it somebody in the room?
Yeah, might as well be.
No, this week's assistant. This week's costume designer, as always, Hazel Pethick, and the assistant costume designer is Stacey Gomez. Yay!
Thank you, Stacey.
We've never looked better. You guys are the best.
Yeah. Hazel, she's awesome. Long storied career of costume designing.
Amen.
It's just super important on an audio podcast. Yes. To have your costumes.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to feel right.
Oh, and technical support provided by Streis.
You, the audience, would know if we didn't dress right.
Yeah, it would sound off.
You would feel it. It would just be like something's wrong.
I, of course, am wearing nothing but a bow tie.
Yeah. Well, what else would you be wearing?
As is my traditional outfit for the evening. We haven't mentioned that in years. Yeah, yeah, but yeah.
Don't mess. The cushion Rory sits on must frequently be cleaned of skid.
Hey.
I was just trying to think of what the logistics of you being naked in the studio would be.
I've been doing a lot better
Rory,
job of wiping before I come over.
Rory, you are worth it.
Now we know why the window's cracked in here.
Oh my God. Can we get another song?
So, what do you want to hear?
Let's Tura Satana. Let's do that one.
Oh my God, this is so rad.
Oh, oh yeah,
no,
I loved that.
I want to come see like 45-minute, hour-long set of this shit.
Yeah.
100%.
That's a dance party.
We want you to.
I didn't realize who Tura Satana was.
Yeah.
Does it, Rory, do you know who it is?
What? Wait, what?
It's Tura not Satana Fred's is the name wife. Of the song.
Tura
right.
Satana.
I thought the song was about Fred's wife. And I just thought, well, you know, maybe Tura Satana is her roller derby name. I don't know. And so, but it's one of the chicks from Faster Pussycat Kill Kill, right?
Yep.
The chick.
The chick.
Yeah.
So, motherfucker, she's bad as shit.
Good
I had
pull.
No idea.
Good pull.
I was looking at the dudes.
Yeah, the original title was Fucks Like a Woman, Fights Like a Man. That's just... It was just not.
That was one of the subtitles for it.
A little long.
Yeah.
A little wordy.
Something just wouldn't get past censors.
Well, that's
she was the inspiration, so I was like, let's call it that.
Beautiful, man.
That's badass.
Yeah. And also, Fred's wife is a total badass, so I could see how you might.
In a second, right?
And I'd be lying if she wasn't sort of the influence in there.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Okay. I feel so vindicated. Thank you.
Does the family know you wrote that song and named it? Tura Satana?
No.
No?
Well, it hasn't been released yet.
Haven't, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now that it's
when
out.
When we receive the cease and desist letter, we'll change the name.
They'll get a kick out of it. There will be no cease and desist letter. They'll think it's great.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. Tura, like, she was a friend of mine, and later in life, she really, like, relished in that kind of, like, cult fandom that she had going on around her. She would go to all the Comic-Cons and stuff. And
that's rad.
And she loved it, and her daughters, like, loved taking her, like, even though she was pretty sick there toward the end, but she would still get out.
Man.
Still
hell
do
yeah.
it.
Crazy.
Dude, embrace awesome. What you are. Gilligan could learn a fucking thing or two from Tura Satana.
God damn right, Bob fucking Denver.
Real.
Calling you well, out.
Is he dead?
I wasn't even thinking
yeah,
about
he's
it.
Dead.
Gilligan.
He's dead.
I'm always like, who
why
is
Gilligan?
Still, he should show up, man. Because
he's somebody who was like, I'm not fucking Gilligan. It's like, go to the shows, wear the hat, and smile, okay?
Yeah.
You're lucky we want you around at all.
William Shatner.
You're not Dobie Gillis. You're not Dobie, what? No, what
Dobie Gillis.
It wasn't Dobie Gillis, though. It was his friend, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he was the friend.
He was Maynard G. Krebs.
Maynard G. Krebs.
You're not Maynard anymore, bitch. You're Gilligan now.
Yeah.
You're Gilligan for life.
You're lucky you got
Gilligan
off that fucking
forever.
Island.
Forever. I always thought the guy from the Smithereens looked like Maynard G. Krebs.
Yep. I think so, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a good look. Real artsy.
Yeah.
What are you guys thinking? Should we do a scary-ass quiz or a satanic quiz? Or
all right. Let's get... Do we have spooky old people music, Rick?
No.
Do we have the regular stuff?
Yeah, or we can have the or we can also
oh,
do
God.
The quiz to this.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Dude, can you just put that on keep... the whole podcast?
And we've never gone deep into this track. This track is actually 9 minutes long.
Oh,
is this
God.
Like Penderecki?
That's
yes,
it?
It's yeah. Penderecki.
It is Penderecki.
Yeah, this is Christoph Penderecki's victim or Threnody for the Victims of Hiroshima.
Okay.
So, keep that in mind.
So.
Oh, God.
Don't turn it off.
Fred. Upon your death, where would you haunt?
Here would be cool.
The Dogwater Studios.
Haunt Rick.
Yeah.
I love that.
Same question.
I'm definitely going to haunt Rick's house just so I can fuck
she
with him.
She just stole my
life.
Fucking answer. You got
it. He's just sharing it.
So basically, he's going to haunt you.
Haunt you haunting Rick.
We're going to steal Rick's shit and just hide it and, yeah.
Menacing. Mike.
I'm going to haunt my enemies and try and figure out a way to get off the site so I can haunt some more enemies.
Do you have any enemies?
So many enemies.
All the enemies.
Well, if you decide they're an enemy, doesn't that make them an enemy?
Pretty much.
It's all about perception.
I'll just do good things for good people.
Golden Silver Inn.
Where?
Golden Silver
Inn.
Oh, that's a great place to haunt.
Great.
I haunt that now.
Yes, you do, Rick.
I'm there like 6 times a week.
Oh, you're there six God. Times a day. I don't even know where I would haunt. Keith, where would I haunt?
Oh, no. No points for asking.
Oh, okay.
You've got to have a great place to haunt.
No,
our basement.
I don't.
Wherever he's haunting.
Exactly. Because we're life partners.
Right, so
now we're death partners, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. That's sweet.
Nick, what's your spookiest question?
What I had one and then I lost it. What was it? Oh, what's your favorite sin?
Oh.
Well, sloth's pretty good. Don't mind that one at all.
I'm not a good religious person. I can only think of like three of them. What do we have?
Out of the three, what do you pick?
Fuck it, gluttony. Let's go to sushi.
And lust.
That's a good one.
Sloth and lust, too.
Lust. I'm both lazy. Lust.
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 I'm just going to lay here.
Bad name.
Sloth.
I would say rage because it's the best release for me.
Just scream it out.
Wrath.
Mm-hmm.
Wrath.
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 Gotcha.
Wrath.
She's so full of
that's
hate.
A fun one.
Yeah,
it's true.
Soul is black.
It's my fault.
All right. New question. How did you die in your previous life?
Oh. Interesting.
That just happened.
Arrow through the throat. I think I was a Native American.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Based on my last answer, probably overeating.
Probably electrocuted trying to make a some kind of network server mess out of a bunch of old PCs, probably.
That's how you're going to die in this life, Mikey.
Just doing it with radio equipment instead.
I haven't died yet. I'm still on my last life. Still on the
Oh, yeah.
Falling down an abandoned mine shaft.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Nevada native, then.
Oh, yeah, for sure. This life, the next life, all that.
Rick or Ian, you got questions?
I would love to know, of all of the horror movie deaths you've ever witnessed, which one would you like to pick?
For yourself or just in general?
For yourself.
Anything ocular, anything with eyeballs getting popped out.
Oh, God. I think it was the second Friday the 13th. The guy gets a machete in the wheelchair guy.
Yeah.
Machete to the face.
The wizard.
And then falls down the stairs.
Yeah.
Oh, it's such a, like,
insult
it's
to
so
injury.
Unfair.
Oh. Yeah.
It's music.
I'd probably have to say Leatherface on Halloween 2, swinging the chainsaw around. Goes right through the chest.
Oh, nice.
Metal.
Any given scene in Frankenhooker. No movie. First thought.
It's probably because I'm listening to The Shining right now, but I definitely want to go crazy and just freeze to death. And then I don't know that I'm dying.
Oh, that's a good one.
I would personally like to say Scanners.
Oh, my God.
Just have my head explode.
Rick, did you have
one? And it's great to
answer.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever answer that, Rick?
Yeah, this is a good. Let's all answer this. We'll join in.
Okay, I would like to be on the dance floor in that Ghost Ship movie where they all get cut in half.
Oh, that was my answer.
Oh, were you going to say that? No,
yes,
you?
I was.
I'm so sorry.
Well, there's more. There's room for more. There's, both of you can be there.
Yeah, we'll be dancing together.
probably just like anything in like one of the first Saw movies. Just any of that, just kind of being tortured to death.
Whoa.
One of those impossible decisions.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm just trying to figure out how do I get out of this. I got to chop my arm off, my leg off, what I got to do, Yeah, probably that.
Well, this may be controversial, but I want someone to throw a bucket of water on me and I melt like the witch in the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's a good, that's good.
Shit.
Oh, that's
man.
A good one.
What a world, what a world.
With that hat.
Ian, your question?
Okay, so if you could be the slasher from any slasher movie, which one would you be?
Keep it simple and be Freddy, I guess.
No name change.
It's nice to be in people's dreams.
The monograms don't have to change on
it's nice
your
to
hand
be in,
towels.
That's so true. But then you got to be a kid toucher, too. That kind of sucks.
That was before.
Probably Michael Myers. I don't have to memorize lines that way.
I'd probably say Freddy Krueger. He looks like he's having some fun there. Like every time he goes to go kill somebody, he's like,
ha, 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 I got you now, my pretty. How is this for the wet dream?
Oh, let me. Oh, I'm coming to get you.
You're still thinking about Johnny Depp
and
there.
Kid Diddling. Yeah. There's also Kid Diddling.
Yeah,
Kid
don't
Diddling.
Forget that.
For the listeners, Mikey was doing some really hilarious visuals there.
And yeah, the hand gestures. His limp wrist was looked just like the clawed hand of Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, and he kind of has that, except I couldn't do the extended arm thing he does on the actual movie.
Freaky. I'll go with Michael Myers too, because you don't have to talk that much at all. Mm. I like the idea of that.
You like foreboding. Yeah, you've been keeping up with him. Like I you could be Michael Myers on a podcast.
Oh, just to keep going with my Shining theme, Jack. Love his character.
Okay, God.
The decline into madness.
I'm glad you didn't say Wendy.
No.
Worst character ever.
Oh my God. Pathetic.
Plus, what is your least favorite Halloween candy?
You know, I've seen those memes going around, like people naming all the shitty candies that they didn't like getting. I like all those fucking candies.
Oh my God.
Are you? Oh, I'm a big fan of the black and orange wax paper wrap. Those are the best. I get them like early in the season when they're fresh.
Bitto honeys and,
Bitto honey is fucking awesome.
But what is your personal least favorite?
But I mean, what are those Necco wafers? You like Necco wafers?
Oh, I love
Body of Christ.
Are you serious?
I love Necco wafers.
Necco Body of Christ wafers.
Necco Body of Christ wafers. Fucking work.
I love those too. So
tastes like chalk.
So awful.
You know, raisins were always kind of a bummer.
Yeah. All right. Good answer.
Who the fuck gave you
the
raisins?
Roll of pen? Yeah. Oh yeah. Raisinets. You get sun-made raisins.
The little box of
That was only seconded by the personally the roll of 5 pennies in scotch tape.
At least then you get money.
Oh man. I don't probably some bullshit like Laffy Taffy or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Okay. Kind of chocolate guy.
True story, a toothbrush.
Oh. Yeah,
that came from a dentist.
Yep.
Fuck that
totally.
Guy. It did.
There was always that guy.
Nothing coconut. Anything coconut shouldn't be near anything.
The almond
sweet.
Joys. No, yeah, the mounds. No, no, none of that.
We
no.
can't be friends
I love
anymore.
Those.
You give me all your coconut candy. Cheers.
I absolutely despise Tootsie Rolls. I think they're worthless.
Oh, wow.
Like fake chocolate.
Like we all just stood back aghast that she actually said that. Our eyes are as large as saucers. We are quivering in fear of her hatred of Tootsie Rolls.
Yes, be afraid.
That's all I ate at the show the other night. I picked out all Tootsie Rolls.
Oh,
what's wrong?
We can all
if you could murder anyone in living or dead through history, who would you murder?
I think this is a bad question, especially if you're talking about living people.
I'll say this.
Historical
Secret
figures.
Service will be called on me if I answer this, so I'm not going. I'm gonna pass it right over.
Yeah, there's a whole lot.
Can I say pre-voyage Columbus?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I would murder the fuck out of that guy.
Historical figures. Let's limit this to historical figures.
Yeah, dead.
Okay. Yeah, Columbus just before the voyage.
The unsonic dead.
I'd probably have to pick Adolf Hitler.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Tried and true.
I don't like that look you're giving me, Chris.
Who said that?
Keith's parents.
Okay, Keith. I don't know.
Keith's great-grandfather.
Elvis's last wife.
So Elvis's last wife.
She didn't save him, maybe he could have lived.
Priscilla Presley.
I don't think she was in the bathroom with him when he.
No.
They
were long
girlfriend?
Divorced at that point.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was with Mike Stone.
Oh shit, traitor.
He was a karate legend.
Son of a bitch.
Okay, karate.
Pull his tongue out by the root. That's right.
It's gonna be a posh answer.
All right, we've kind of lost track of this quiz here.
Did you answer?
Have one more? Oh yeah, I was gonna say this is kind of a posh answer, but Duchamp. Because if I have to see one more sideways urinal, I'm gonna stab my own eyes out.
Okay,
I think that all the time.
Fucking Duchamp.
Sins of our
Duchamp is more like
urinals.
Well, good job on the long questions. Now let's get to some rapid fire.
And I'm going
fire.
To say the winner of Rapid fire.
Nah, rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Okay, werewolf or vampire?
Werewolf.
Vampire.
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 Werewolf.
Ozzy or Dio?
Ozzy. Ozzy, duh.
Ozzy.
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 You're all wrong.
ghost or zombie?
Ghost. Ghost.
Ghost.
Zombie.
Ghost.
Frankenstein's monster or a mummy?
That was going to be mine, damn it.
Oh, Frankenstein.
Duh.
I'd say a mummy.
I'll go mummy, yeah.
The power of cursing.
Man, they both sound really bad, but mummy, I guess. I wouldn't want to be either of those.
Neither's really desirable, yeah.
Rick, Ian, any questions? Go fast.
Ah! Would you rather have a friend of your choice shit in your mouth or
no!
or punch out a four-year-old?
I will punch out a four-year-old so fast.
Wow. Shit in your mouth or a box of raisins?
Did you just see that four-year-old go flying over the horizon?
That four-year-old won't stand a chance.
Oh, my God.
What? So we're all going four-year-old all the way around?
Will anybody take them? No?
Anybody?
It depends on who's shitting in my mouth.
Friend of your choice.
Oh, well, the way it would be my husband, obviously. I mean, I'm not going to let just
I will punch the child for you, Amir.
Human centipede. You will see children flying over the horizon.
Yeah, I'm totally punching the child.
I'm just proving my love.
Man. Let's tally up the points.
There's one decent person among you.
Beep, boop, beep, boop.
Right. Wow. Bro. And Rick, you're kind of like, I can't fire you, but that, like, we're going to have a performance review later, I think. Yeah.
That is definitely always the last question.
Because, well, how could you fucking follow that up, man?
No. I don't know. You didn't ask about the convenience stores or the mashup animals.
Well, yeah,
it was a spooky quiz. And Rick ruined it.
All right.
That was spooky.
All right, which... I've got a mashup question. Which two classic Halloween monsters would you like to be? And then specify left or right or front or back, please.
Or top or bottom.
Top or bottom.
Or top or bottom.
I don't know. What?
Like, if you could combine...
A mashup. You can combine two classic Halloween horror monsters.
Oh, okay.
We'll pick two.
Top, bottom, right. Side to side.
Well, I mean, you already said it, but I mean, vampire and werewolf, I think, would be a good...
Just mash that, yeah. like an abomination in, yeah, in the... Yeah. That,
like vampire top, werewolf bottom,
franchise
or
franchise of movies that I can't remember right now.
Yeah, werewolf bottom, so you can have the big werewolf dick.
Not for the running fast or anything, the big werewolf
Red Rocket! Now, are we talking vampire that changes into a bat, because... Like with little tiny werewolf legs.
That would be hilarious.
No, it's still the full size werewolf legs.
With just little tiny bat.
That's
it can't get off the ground. It has to walk.
It runs real fast, it flaps hard, but it never goes.
And in a mirror it just looks like werewolf legs.
All right, Keith.
I was going to say a mongoose and a cobra, but you guys are asking the wrong question.
No, that works. That's good.
Mongoose, cobras.
Ricky Ticky, I bit myself, Tabby. Like,
it's a civil war.
Probably a jaguar and a Mustang.
Horse head or jaguar head?
I'd probably go with the Fender Jaguar headstock. It looks better.
Nice.
I like jaguar feet instead of hooves.
Yeah.
How far off course can we go?
It goes really fast.
All right, come on, bring it back for me, Chris.
You recall Tom Savini in Dusk Till Dawn, his apparatus?
Yes, yeah. the gun belt, we'll say.
Belt? Sure, we'll go with him and maybe like Bela Lugosi's cape. I think that would be it.
Ooh,
okay. Okay.
A handsome combo, right?
Frankenstein, upper body, werewolf legs, so that I'm pretty much indestructible.
Mm. There you go. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Down with the werewolf legs in this group. I'm going to tally these scores together and say that the drummer wins.
Hey, drummer!
We love you, Zach.
Zach, you're not here, but you are here in spirit. We've conjured you through the Ouija board that is our love.
The Ouija board?
That's what that smell is.
Don't look, don't look, don't look. Keep your beer boxes on. Don't look. No eye contact.
Rick, didn't you have a drop about a drummer?
No. Yeah, but they're okay. All negative.
No.
Perfect.
I don't have any positive drops about drummers.
Well, let's have a song that doesn't use the drummer.
Robot drummer.
Robot drummer.
I think Can't Take Us Down would be the last one there.
Oh, is this the last song we've got for the evening?
No.
We can play.
No.
We've got one
we
can more. Do, yeah,
we were going to do one very special
but can't
song
take
at
us,
the end.
You know what? Ooh, Can't Take Us Down is a really good ender for the show because that is a fucking beautiful, amazing song.
Do you not want to play the one?
So, but yeah, but we do have another one if you guys want to whip that out. What do you think?
Oh, I'll whip it out.
Yeah,
yeah, let's whip it out.
Go for it.
What okay, so out? this is like in,
sexually.
Oh wow, I'm impressed. That's a hell of a song.
This is a remix that we did for a murder rock song.
Oh.
So this would be a nice way to say goodbye for now.
Yes. For now
to murder rock.
Yeah.
every time in that song you fucking say I eat your skin, it gives me the creep so bad.
I just want to go hang out on a stairwell and smoke clothes. God, looking down on other people, literally and figuratively.
You guys, but in that song, one of the sounds that I pulled up to that you used in the song that you can't figure out what it was and it sounds like voices from hell is actually the sound of sausages frying.
Yes.
That makes me so happy.
So check this out. Right, so check this out. This is the sound of the sausages frying. Here it comes.
They're crying.
That's so great.
I hear the sound of a thousand bodies screaming in pain.
So when you hear that, it was so disturbing. I was just like, I've got to use this in the fucking remix. So yeah.
Wow.
Screaming sausages.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dogwater Dick recording random shit around his house since 1996.
That's some behind the scenes ass shit.
Oh, Nick, I was totally going for it. I couldn't get to it fast enough.
What is the Chewbacca thinking the same exact thing?
Right.
Zealot.
God, that was some behind the scenes ass shit right there.
Yeah. I know. That's what I'm talking about.
We miss you, Chewie.
Yeah.
Love you, Chewie.
Hope Chewbacca. He feels better by next week.
He didn't feel good. He's in town, and he just didn't
know.
He's avoiding me. That is herpes, guys.
Oh, wow. That's a little bit too personal, Rick.
That's how you get hemorrhoids.
That's true.
That's right.
Then shit all over everything.
Wow, Chewie. We don't need to go in this much detail.
Love you, Chewie. Hope you're here next week.
Fuck yeah.
Did you guys have anything to talk about this weekend coming up?
What's coming up?
Let's say hi real quick to the latest guest.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Someone else is here?
Wow.
Someone else just got here.
We need more people in here.
Hi.
Introduce yourself for the people.
I'm Sammy.
Sammy.
Oh, yeah, we're not Murder Rock.
Oh,
we
yeah.
didn't tell her.
This is Sonic
we're
Dead.
Sonic Dead.
Sonic Dead today.
So, I'm Olive, then.
Put on a different hat.
Hi, Olive.
You can be whoever you want to be.
It's so true. Oh, it's America.
We kind of let Even it slip president. To the audience that there might be some people in both bands.
Okay.
Maybe.
That makes sense, then.
Yeah. Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, you made it.
Sorry, traffic was horrible.
It's gotten that way lately. It really has.
It really has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what have you been up to? Making music?
Making music, moving, learning how to be an assistant manager.
Hey, moving on up to
the
top.
Assistant to the regional manager. Yeah. Nice.
Going to get yourself a piece of that pie.
Yeah.
I want pie.
There's pie?
So with your new promotion, you're able to move, and are you moving from a different town or just a different house or what?
Moving from the parents' house to an actual apartment, being an adult.
Adulting!
Congratulations.
I commiserate with you. I'm so sorry, and I'm so happy for you at the same time.
Down the street.
You have to give up the fatted cow.
Down the street from me, I was glad to find out we're going to be neighbors.
Oh, yay!
Aww.
They're high-fiving you guys.
Yeah.
And also K-Bear.
Yes. What's up?
Yep.
You guys do.
Yeah.
The band that lives near each other soon has. Yeah. Well,
yeah. Now we just got to get like Fred and Mikey to move too.
Make a commune.
That's it. The compound, the rock compound with 9 bands, all the same guys.
It's just like the same 6 of us.
Different personalities.
There's too many songs to fit in one band.
That's a sitcom. bigger than the monkeys.
I'm imagining like the theme song video of the intro of the show, the montage of you guys all skipping down the street together.
It's just gonna be to that Shining song,
kicking
that we
puppies
were playing all night. It's gonna be. Yeah, it's gonna be that.
Yeah, just keep that on for the rest of the show, Rick.
Yeah, loop it.
Oh, yay. You guys have a show coming up on November 8th, you said?
Is that
it?
Yes. Or is that December 8th or November 8th?
It's November 8th.
Okay.
We're opening up for
Franks and Dean.
There you go. It's
Franks and Deans.
Hey.
That's the Rat Pack punk rock. Okay.
And at Shays, right?
Yep.
You said that, didn't you?
Very cool. And Sonic Dead, is there a third band on there? We're forgetting.
There anyway, probably.
We love you.
Everybody is nodding in agreement that there probably is.
Justin 80%,
Bieber. Yeah. Oh, Justin 100% Bieber.
Sure. All Justin Bieber.
Okay. Oh, we love them. We had them on the show.
He's great, yeah.
Also, Olive, I just saw that you texted me and I missed it. Sorry.
Oh, it's fine. Those guys are hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to play with them.
Yeah. Well, those guys. Those guy. That one guy.
You guys should play with Dan Abbott, too.
Oh,
he writes some pretty gnarly, scary,
spooky,
weird...
Spooky songs.
Songs about death and stuff.
The Hobgoblins is the name of his band, I believe.
The Hobo Goblins.
Hobo Goblins.
Hobo Goblins. Badass.
Yeah.
Hobo Goblins. Yeah.
Badass.
The more fitting. Goblins.
Yeah. Swipe right on that band.
If you met him, you'd swipe right.
And I just now found the screenshot of the show flyer on my phone. So yeah, it's with Franks and Deans and Justin Bieber.
Sweet.
Yeah. Nice. But, and November 8th at Shays. What else is coming up?
That's it.
That's the next show. Well, we got to go see that. Cadillac Kim, what you got?
This Wednesday, hopefully I'll have the show out. So Saul and Gina Rose are playing at Pitch Black Printing Company.
Gina's amazing.
And it's also Death and Despair at Foxy Olive Goth Night.
Ooh.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Hosted by Rybox.
Yes. And then Drink 182 is Thursday night.
What's
Dead Ringer?
Oh, Dead Ringer.
Yeah. Dead Ringer. Go check that out. They've got a couple of cool bands. And then Lit at Night is actually coming up Friday night. So go check out our friend Elisa Garcia's monthly adult themed literary cabaret and variety show.
Ooh. Sweet.
Lit at Night cool.
At Alturas Bar.
Some dope shit.
Ooh. Yeah, that's pretty much all I got.
Well, and I don't think it's too early to start saying that, hey, keep it on your radar. Mary Anarchy is coming up here.
That's right.
December 13th and 14th.
That's right. We got a killer lineup. And
that's going to be a benefit for August Fox Foreman, recently lost member of the team.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's also going to be my 50th birthday.
Fucking yeah.
Yes. There's no way you're 50.
Yep.
That's crazy.
I know. He looks like 63 at least.
I know. I look a lot older than I am, but my friend Eddie from Eddie and the Subtitles, they're playing Saturday, and it's his 70th birthday.
Oh,
wow. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
God, we love it. Birthdays all around. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Huzzah.
So come out to that, you guys. There's 20 bands. Money goes to a good cause. And it's going to be my first birthday in a long time that I'm not drinking. I'm not drinking.
Nice.
I got like
that's so
three
weird.
Weeks of not drinking.
Shit. I'm
drinking coffee on the podcast, you guys.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. New man.
Yeah. I'm almost
boring.
Out of the woods as far as
no.
I'm going to be cooking stuff up in the lab. And not
like
going
meth?
To the bars.
Right.
Wait a minute.
I quit drinking.
That's a real Walter White kind of statement there.
I never said I quit meth. What are you, fucking crazy?
That shit's hard to quit.
Fucking homemade peanut butter shit. I ain't never given that up.
What the fuck?
Yeah, peanut butter crank all the way. My broke my microwave, though. So, yeah, come to Mary Anarchy. It's going to be a hoot.
A hoot.
Oh, man.
Bring your peanut butter.
All of it.
Anybody else got any announcements before we sign off?
I don't know how much. It's almost over, but Let the Right One In was great. I saw it on Friday.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thank you. That was a wonderful fucking production.
Blew me away, man.
Everybody in the cast, thank you again for being on the show. It was a tremendous performance. If you missed it, you missed something really cool happening in this town.
Shit.
Is that over?
I missed it.
Last weekend was the final weekend.
Okay, rad, because I kind of promised my wife I would take her to that. Sorry, Em.
Oh.
It was
You're
really
lucky.
Good.
You're lucky
hey,
she
Rick,
gave
she
up
just
her
walked
seat
out of the room.
For Sammy here.
Rick,
she's
can,
got
I borrow,
up and
can,
walked
I, can
out.
I sleep on your couch tonight?
You can also borrow my time machine.
If you liked the movie or were a fan of the books, it was somewhere nicely in between.
Very cool.
Man. Not books, just books.
And GLM, friend of the show, they always do a great production. So go see the next show.
And not to give you away, but the ending, I couldn't believe how they did
Because I was like, how the hell are they going to do the ending?
And they really did a great job staging everything.
So great.
Yeah. It was actually more cogent than I thought than the film was.
Cogent? Like, what does that mean?
Able to understand and be articulated. It was very thoughtful, and I could access that thought.
Huh. The more
that is
you
really
know.
That is really fucking obtuse, Rory.
I don't even know what obtuse means, but if it's bad, I agree.
This is getting it's cogent. Like NPR cogent. Kind of stuff.
But yes, I would agree that the ending they did a really fantastic job with, and really so conveying good. That what was going on.
Mm-hmm. I was very impressed.
Yeah. And if you like Good Luck Macbeth, please come out, come out, come out. We're always looking for people to entertain. Our Christmas show is going to be Mrs. Bob Cratchit's Wild Christmas Binge.
Ooh, yeah. You know who's directing it?
Sexually.
I do know who's directing it.
New Girl.
New Girl.
Oh, that's awesome.
AKA Jamie from the X.
And production assistant of,
she's so fucking
of
rad.
The Worst Little Podcast. Jamie, we'll be back in here in just a couple weeks with the actors of the show talking about
sweet.
It.
Sweet.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, we'll see them real soon. We'll see them real soon. I think on the 11th. So
awesome.
That's coming up on our
calendar.
And I
saw the schedule here. Next year. They're doing Cannibal the Musical.
Ooh, yeah.
Noises off. Cannibal the Musical and the return of Golden Girls Live for our Christmas show.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Nice. So there, I mean, there's also a number of other great shows. Our new works is about, I'm blanking on the name of it, but basically the topic is forced sterility of female convicts in the 1940s and 50s in the South.
My God.
It's
wow.
Like, yeah, there's
just
some really, really cool yeah. productions we're bringing to the stage this next year. We're doing, we're going to do a rewrite of how we think Game of Thrones should have ended.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
And somebody who has never seen actually any of the Game of Thrones TV show would really like to be cast in that.
Hey man, to bring something fresh to it.
Oh boy.
Oh no, go. Go, go. Finish. Let's finish this fucker.
You also want to get cast?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I didn't want to say it on the air.
That's fine. It's not like it's going to happen because I'm saying it on the air. I don't cast anybody. Yeah,
you
I just raise money.
You got it in.
You got it in.
You got it in.
Can I be in it too?
Yeah.
Well, we'll just all be in it.
Why don't you guys all come over to my casting couch and then I will give you all individual auditions
again?
One by one.
Sign me up.
I already passed that test.
There's another test. It's
shit.
It goes a little deeper into your background. Your background.
Yeah, yeah.
Deeper into your background.
Round.
And it goes a little something like this.
We're barely holding this train on the tracks, so but true. I think the light at the end of the tunnel is here.
Oh, and the last song is this fucking badass song, you guys. Can we talk about it a tiny bit before we end the show?
Yeah. Well, so the last Rick's song, about to split his pants.
I love
if we
it.
Don't.
Dude, it's this fucking badass song that I was like, when they first did it, I was like, holy shit. And it's just a rad, like, stand up and stop treating people like shit kind of song, right?
Yeah.
So.
It's a big fuck you to Trump.
Nice.
All right, then.
But
Burns.
Yeah.
And it's called Can't Take Us Down.
Yep. Awesome. We're going to do the goodbye and then go into the song here, right?
Yep, and then the show's over.
Okay.
That's all I wanted to say. We're good.
Really sounded like you're about
to,
like,
no,
press
I fucking
play.
When I first heard it, there were so many covers and stuff on the album. I looked at Fred and I was like, so is that like Stevie Wonder or something? And he's all, nope, that's one of the originals.
Mm-hmm. Very
so,
cool.
Fuck yeah. Right badass on. Shit.
Very
guys.
Cool. We have to say thanks to This Is Reno, too, one of our sponsors. Thank you.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is Reno.
Thank you. This is Reno. Awesome, Bob. We love you. For Nick Ramirez, Cadillac Kim, Dogwater Dick, Ian Strice, and everybody else who was a part of the show, including all of our Patreon sponsors like you. This has been another fantastic episode of the show. And I just want to remind you that life is short, and we do love you. Good night, ladies.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
You're not more of a man with a gun. Address that in our culture. Fixing this is about fixing the laws, but it's about addressing our culture. We're gonna have to go deep. We need to go deep. Because it's not just those that have succumbed to hate that have to change. We need to learn to love bigger to bring them back.
Come on. like demons in your ear. They play, they destroy your servants and blood. The corruption they breed, like monsters they feed. Don't take the life you see. We're losing our humanity. We gotta stand up, brothers and
especially at night.
WorstLittlePodcast.com. Ooh, it's not very scary.
I can see that you're starting to get restless.
Sexually.